Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Please, the Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Tuesday.
Here we are.
Steve Miggs, Danny, Sarah, reunited, and it feels so good.
The crew is back.
Yeah, but you guys all did cool things. Every single one of you left the state. I barely left Snohomish County.
Well, you know, everyone says that Snohomish County has everything for everyone.
It really does.
Yeah.
Is that the new slogan?
Oh, yeah. I read a bumper sticker once.
Oh, my God. But it is good to be back, and it's live night week.
I can't believe it's this Friday.
Are you getting excited?
No. I'm kidding. I'm nervous because, I mean, I'm looking at the donations on for Coats for Kids, and we said, hey, if we raise over $5,000 more, I have to sing Dominic the Donkey, and we're getting closer and closer to that $5,000 more.
I think we're supposed to hit $20,369.
Yes.
Steve, how are we doing as of this morning?
Oh, I gotta go. I think it's right around 20,000, if I remember correctly. I looked earlier this morning. Let me get the exact number. But yeah, every amount helps. At the end of the day, that's what we're hoping for, is that people will be able to help put brand new coats on kids in need. $20 will put a brand new coat on a kid in need. And we are over $18,296. Thanks to people like James Starbuck, who joined the 69 Club in epic fashion. $269.
Ooh.
Sarah Shumway donated $100. Sandra Harris, $20. Also, Matthew Doughton donated $25. Any amount helps, but I'm getting nervous because it sounds like I'm going to have to sing Dominic the Donkey.
Hooray. We are $2,100 doing rapid mathematics away from you singing Dominic the Donkey.
Oh, thanks.
If people want to help out, they can make a donation at KISW.com to Coats for Kids.
But pretty fired up for live night. It's going to be a blast. It's always fun to hang out with the Rockaholics and get tickets at KISW.com.
Heck yes. Now let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. I'm going to have to put Danny on the spot because today is National Lager Day. And I feel like if anyone on the... Well, I guess Taryn probably could make a suggestion as well. But what are we going with?
Honestly, yesterday I just had a Harp Lager, which was the first time I had just a Harp Lager, which is Irish beer. It was so good.
I don't even know what the hell Harp is. Is it a brewery?
No, it's a. I mean, a brand.
It's a type of.
Yeah, it's
lager?
A type of. I guess it's. I don't really know either.
Steve. Shows how clueless I am. Like, is there a Harp brewery that I need to know about?
It was pretty delicious.
I only drink IPAs. I don't know anything.
Oh,
about this.
Yes. So she doesn't know.
So no lagers were drank last night while watching Monday Night Football. What an ending to that game. I think it was hilarious. It was Bengals and Cowboys tied at the 2-minute warning. The Bengals were forced to punt the ball. You're like, all right, Cowboys are going to get the ball. They still got some time. They can end up winning this game. Good news was that Dallas blocked the punt. The bad news is after they blocked the punt, one of their players kind of fumbled it. And then the Bengals got the ball back, ended up winning the game 27-20, beating the Dallas Cowboys.
It was wild. I couldn't believe what was happening.
Also, what was wild was that this was the game that I forgot about until later on in the game, that this was the Simpsons Fun Day Football edition of Monday Night Football, where they animated the game for the Simpsons. Itchy and Scratchy were holding yard markers. Mo had a juice bar instead of a tavern. Homer was involved. I think he was throwing the ball for the Cowboys, if I remember correctly. I think I saw that. That's probably why they didn't win. You don't give a drunk guy that likes to eat donuts a football to play the game. I mean, everybody was involved with it, but I think my highlight had to have been Ralph from The Simpsons. He hummed the NFL theme, and I don't know why, but that just kind of killed me.
I'm Ralph!
I mean, I think they should just go with that from now on. He definitely nailed it. He was definitely the MVP, I think, of that game.
A 26-year-old suspect in the fatal shooting of United Healthcare's CEO was captured at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And this was after being tipped off by an employee of that McDonald's. Authorities, including Deputy Chief Swope and Governor Shapiro, provided some updates on the arrest.
It was discovered they had a United States passport that identified him as Luigi Mangione. A firearm was located and a suppressor was also located.
I have no tolerance, nor should anyone, for one man using an illegal ghost gun to murder someone because he thinks his opinion matters most. In some dark corners, this killer is being hailed as a hero. He is no hero.
That's been the craziest part of the weekend. I mean, I know a lot of people have issues with CEOs, and a lot of people definitely have issues with how the healthcare system is over here. But I was like, man, people are just having a lot of fun about this situation. It just kind of made my mind hurt at times.
Yeah, the comment sections that I was seeing were very surprising.
And I mean, this is going to sound stupid to say. I feel like if he wasn't an attractive man, people probably wouldn't be as like romanticized about this. I know that sounds stupid. But
no,
if the mugshot was me, I'd be like, watch him burn in hell. But the mugshot's this guy who's a handsome dude. And I mean, I'm just like, wow, this is just such a weird thing. Like, there are women that are losing their minds about this guy.
He has been charged with first degree murder.
And the ghost gun thing was crazy because, I mean, I saw it can't be traced. But from what I read, it sounded like he was using like 3D printing to be able to make this as well.
Crazy.
Yeah, and then also the whole story about like what was going. I mean, it is sad when you think about like what he was going through with like his back injury, and I guess like that was like what kind of sent him over the edge because of just how the healthcare system was. The whole thing is just a mess. But I mean, I just couldn't believe what I was reading at times from some of these comments. It was just out there. All right, we have a dumb news story to end the DMD with. Who the hell is stealing somebody's replica leg from A Christmas Story? And this is making national news, and it happened in our own backyard. In Marysville, Larry's Plumbing, they had it on display at their plumbing shop. Somebody broke the large window, didn't take anything else, and just took the freaking lamp.
It was probably the Grinch, honestly.
They caught. Well, I saw you at Barrett, took a picture with the Grinch.
Well,
did you bother asking him?
I should have checked in.
It caused about $3,000 of damage to the window and all that kind of stuff. So the guy that Larry from Larry's Plumbing, or Eric, who's like the owner of Larry's Plumbing. I just assumed his name was Larry.
Lair Bear.
Crazy me for thinking that. He just kind of wants the people to be able to like, hey, if you know who did this, let the authorities know. So if you find out, if you know anything, let them know.
Yeah, they want that leg back.
Hey, as far as weather, we are hitting a high of 46 degrees. It's going to be cloudy. The DMD is brought to you by Olympic Hot Tub, and that's what's up.
The Seahawks are riding high on a 4-game winning streak. And one of the guys holding it down on defense joined us Friday and shared something very unique about himself. So what was that? You'll find out at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Back on Friday, we were so fortunate to get to chat up defensive end of the Seahawks, Mike Morris. And Migs, you ended up asking him something about DK Metcalf. And Mike gave us a great answer.
I saw DK Metcalf mention how he's a big fan of Triple H and Shawn Michaels from the WWE. And some people, myself included, I was like, oh, that's awesome. He's a wrestling fan as well. Is there something in your world that when you tell people you're a fan of, they're surprised about that? Maybe it's wrestling. Maybe it's anything else.
Probably theater. I like theater. So I went to go watch the Wicked movie my fiance as well.
Are you going to sing along with all the songs?
I don't think I've ever watched Wicked. I've always watched like The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
But this is my first time actually watching Wicked and learning the music. So I definitely enjoyed it for sure. And the leading actresses were amazing.
Now, Danny, did you slide into his DMs to see if he'd go see Wicked with you?
We should have gone. We should have had the date, the bro day. I would have taught him all the songs.
Would you get the Starbucks drinks? One of you gets the pink one, one of you gets the green one.
Okay, let's not get crazy, Terry.
Of course they would. You don't ask those kind of questions. And of course he would get the green one because, you know,
Seahawks.
Yeah.
So DK had mentioned this pro wrestling obsession in a press conference.
What was it like meeting Triple H?
Oh, it was good. I met him a couple other times, but him and Shawn Michaels, my favorite two wrestlers.
The Heartbreak Kid?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, okay.
No one was more excited than you, though, to find out that he was a wrestling fan.
DK Metcalf has become my new favorite Seahawks player. He's jumped ahead of Ernest Jones now.
Do you have a Metcalf jersey?
No, I'm number 14 with Shawn Michaels on the back.
Uh-huh.
Combine the two.
Well, you know, the holidays maybe are coming
Okay, what if DK says, Danny, I'll finally be friends with you. I know you have the DK Metcalf jersey, but you have to go to Monday Night Raw with me.
All right.
We're finally going to make Danny a wrestling fan. You know what's funny? Also, I thought another surprising thing about Mike Morris from the Seahawks. I thought for a second, I'm like, is he a plant-based dude? Because he had all these videos on his social media pages. And he told us, no, my wife's vegan. I eat a lot of meat. But I also go to all these vegan places. And one of the places he brought up was a place called Plum Bistro in Capitol Hill. And my wife and I went there over the weekend. Not because it was just time. My wife suggested it. It wasn't like, babe, Mike Morris and the Seahawks said we should go eat there. But I almost was going to, like, send a message, like, slide to his... I'm like, what am I doing? I was going to take a picture of the food. I'm like, I don't really know this guy. We interviewed him for 5 minutes. All of a sudden, I'm, like, thinking I'm homies with the guy. I'm like, look, man, I'm eating the calamari. That's not really calamari. It's mushrooms. This is amazing.
I would have loved it if you'd walked into Plum Bistro and been like, yeah, Mike Morris from the Seahawks sent me.
Yeah.
I'll just have whatever he had.
What did he get? Did he get that fake Reuben or did he get the fake burrito?
Did they really have a fake Reuben?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Wife got it, and it was easily the best thing on the menu. I got the burrito, which is like, because on their menu it says, this is our famous burrito. I'm like, I always want to get the thing that they say that they're famous for, even if they're lying to me. And it was great. But holy smokes, that Reuben was amazing.
Oh my God. Now I'm kind of curious.
We should all go.
Yes. I'll go. Field trip.
Yeah.
Is there something that you have, shocked people to learn that you're into?
No, because I'm so weird that I don't think anything. I think if I did something normal, like if I said I was into like chess, people would be like, that's strange, man.
Yeah.
Like you're into oiled up men usually pretend fighting each other. Now all of a sudden you're into like something that involves intelligence.
That's weird enough as it is, just being so into wrestling and doing it at your advanced age.
Advanced age. I'm part of the AARP faction of independent wrestling. What about you?
Oh, I mean,
cribbage?
Like cribbage. Yeah, you know, that always kind of surprises people. They're like, what, are you an old man? And I kind of am.
I didn't even know what the hell cribbage was until I met you.
Yeah, cribbage is definitely one of them.
I thought it was like crochet or something like that. Like, I was like, what do you mean with like yarn and you're making like socks and stuff?
Steve, I'm glad you brought that up though, because I do know how to knit.
Yeah.
Cribbage, knitting.
Well, when are you going to make us all little like footsie things?
Okay, I'll do it.
They're called socks.
Christmas is coming up.
Little footsie things.
There's a long weekend.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Rockaholics hasn't started working just yet.
What is something that you are into that shocks people when they find out? We want to hear all about it. 206-803-ROCK. What is something you are so into but people are always surprised to learn about it? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Green Day.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is something that you are super into that absolutely shocks people when they find out about it? 206-803-ROCK. Justin in Ferndale, what is it that you are very passionate about that shocks people?
So, back in the, like, growing up and all that, I wasn't really, like, into sports very much. And then when I got into football, my whole family was shocked when my team of choice was not the Seahawks. It was Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Oh.
Ew.
I bet everything was cool until Super Bowl 49.
You know what? That brings up another fun story where my grandma gave me freaking death stares as she was walking out of our house.
Nothing better than having grandma pissed at you all because of a sport, yeah. Right?
it was pretty bad there. And then... they were all joking, like, oh, are you going to name your first kid Brady? I'm like, oh, no. Sure enough, first kid's name's Brady.
Nice!
Oh, I thought you were going to say my first kid's name was Tom. I mean, like, that'd be epic trolling right there. So did you follow Tom Brady then to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, or are you still a Patriots fan?
So as I grew up, I found out that I did enjoy watching the Patriots, like Randy Moss and everyone else, but it all stemmed back to, like, Tom and Gronk and Edelman. Well, I really was getting into them. And so when Tom and Gronk went over to Tampa, I was like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll watch them. And then I watched the Mac Jones disaster in New England. I was like, yeah, no, I'll just stick with Tom. And then Tom's last year, I was like, you could have called it quits, which is that last Super Bowl, bud. But, you know.
Well, right on, Justin, man. Appreciate
Thanks,
the
Justin.
Call. I'm looking at the text message. Someone just said, I love EDM and going to raves. I'm a 57-year-old grandma. I've never done drugs. I just love the energy there.
I love that. A little rave mama.
I hate to break it to her, though. The energy is drugs. That's, no, <I'm kidding> Someone else texted in at 206-803-ROCK said, I'm 6'6", I'm bald, I'm tatted all over, even on my head, and I effing love the Nutcracker. We go every year. We've even gotten the small productions of it. It's my jam.
I love that.
Oh, no.
These people are great.
I'm so scared because Tatum loves ballet, loves, you know, performances, loves Christmas. And I'm sure at some point going to love the Nutcracker.
Can I tell you this, Steve, too? They hire local ballerinas, young ballerinas, to do some of the parts. She could potentially someday be in the Nutcracker.
Don't you hate
locally
the Nutcracker? Like, did you fall asleep?
I hate it.
Oh, I love
with
it.
With every ounce of my soul.
So do I. It's literally the
it's
worst
so
Christmas thing ever.
Freaking boring. About? And I'm okay with weird. Like, look, some people are surprised how much I love like those Cirque performances. We went to Cirque Holidays at the Paramount. You know, and that's like... You know, granted, I think it's cooler than ballet, personally. And it's definitely cooler than the Nutcracker. The Nutcracker is so freaking boring, Danny.
It is. I can't... Well, I know. I'm sorry. Don't tell Tatum, but I really don't like ballet just in general.
Yeah.
So just watching that, especially with, like, no lyrics or anything happening, like, what are we doing?
And it's so boring. It's
what
so
are we
slow.
Doing?
And Danny, don't get it twisted. I don't like ballet. I like toddler ballet because it's just a cluster. It's like soccer. I'm not really that big of a soccer fan, but if you want me to go watch your kids play soccer, if they're like under the age of 5, I'm in because it's just chaos out there.
Sure. I just like that Steve's only into tights on his terms.
That's
wrestling
right.
terms.
Thank you.
Rockaholics, how would you like to take down the man in tights, Steve Miggs?
I should have wore them today.
He has a record of 341 wins, 109 losses, and 58 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 650.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.